According to a recent poll, 82% of Santa Cruz City voters believe the drug war is a failure and adults who use marijuana should not be criminalized. Eleanor Balasone is one of them. She has been using marijuana for 28 years.
I use it for pain when I have pain, and I use it for fun when I go out.
The 70-year-old grandmother suffers from fibromyalgia, a painful muscle stigmatism.
Marijuana doesn't take away pain. It just makes you relax enough where you can deal with the pain, which is why it's so great. It's not an artificial, chemically induced. It's an herb.
But Balasone doesn't have a doctor's prescription to use cannabis. If she were pulled over and searched, Balasone could go to jail and get hit with a hefty fine. That will all change if Santa Cruz Citizens for Sensible Marijuana Policy has any say. The group is seeking to place an initiative on November's ballot that, if passed, will make prosecutions of adult marijuana users the lowest priority for city law enforcement.
People are very receptive to this. 82% of the people polled in Santa Cruz said that they would support making cannabis legal.
Andrea Tischler runs the Compassion Flower Inn, a bed and breakfast which caters to guests who use medical cannabis. She is also the campaign coordinator of Santa Cruz Citizens for Sensible Marijuana Policy. While Tischler admits prosecutions of pot smokers are minimal, not everyone is immune.
I think it's somewhat discretionary on the part of the police. There are some people that they're profiling, for example, homeless people, might be given a harder time if they're found with cannabis than a person like myself who is a business person in town.
The initiative's backers say it would save city tax dollars by shifting police priorities. Instead of targeting pot smokers, police could put more resources into fighting serious and violent crimes.
We want to level the playing field, and we want to make it fair for everybody. We think that this is helpful to people of different ethnic backgrounds and color, and also people who might be in different socioeconomic categories.
The proposal would create a community oversight committee to track marijuana arrests.
And we're going to be taking grievances from the community of people who feel as though that they have had their rights violated.
The measure also would forbid the city from accepting federal funds to combat marijuana use. Again, Eleanor Balasone.
It's the first step to making it, hopefully, legal. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It should be like alcohol. It shouldn't be any different than alcohol.
Voters in Oakland passed Measure Z in 2004, which enacted similar restrictions on police. Meanwhile, cannabis activists in Santa Barbara and West Hollywood, California, are currently running parallel campaigns. About 3,500 valid signatures are needed by April 20th if the Santa Cruz proposal is to qualify for November's ballot. In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo, reporter at large.